Now, let me give you some examples of how tracts pervert the gospel. Now, let's name the names, as always. Yes, you're a faithful Word Baptist Church. Good night, this fan is blowing my stuff around. There we go. Here's the Fellowship Tract League. Yes, you heard me right. The Fellowship Tract... Wait a minute, Pastor Anderson. They're Independent Fundamental Baptist. Don't blaspheme the Fellowship Tract League. Well, let's read their newest tract, or one of their new tracts. It's called My Best Friend. You say, Pastor Anderson, how do you know about this tract? Because it was in an Independent Fundamental Baptist church of a preacher who preaches the gospel right. He's actually somebody that I've known personally, and I still think he's a great guy. I love this guy. He's probably one of my favorite preachers around. But this was sitting in the back of his church. Okay? Let me read it for you. He said, don't talk bad about the Fellowship Tract League. Yes, I will talk bad about the Fellowship Tract League, and let me read it for you, and you decide for yourself. My Best Friend, let's read it together, shall we? It's a little comic. Isn't that a nice presentation? It's a nice little comic. Hey, give me your lunch money or I'll beat you up. This is a bully grabbing some kids, all right? We're really breaking this down to your level this morning. Comic books and everything. Okay. Later on in the day. Man, he picks on us every day and no one does anything about it. I don't even think the teacher cares. I'm so mad. The next day, while on the way to school. Oh no, there he is again. It's the bully. What's he doing? Let's get out of here before he sees us. Run! After school that day. Hey, guys! The bully's yelling to him. Hey, guys! They're like, run! No, wait! I'm not going to hurt you! I've got something to tell you! Next page. Well, I feel like I'm teaching a little Sunday school flannel graph. Okay. Listen, I got saved this morning. I want to tell you about my best friend. I promise I won't hurt you. I just want to tell you about Jesus. Now, we're okay so far, right? Everything's fine. Well, let's keep reading. The Lord Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, and came to life 3 days later to give us salvation. Agreed, right? Sounds good. Yeah, he died for our sins, he's buried, rose again. Praise the Lord. And then it quotes some verses. I declare unto you the gospel, but it has the ellipsis, it changes the verses, by which you're also saved, that Christ died for our sins, dot, 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 and then he was buried and rose again, third day, dot, dot, dot. But look at this. And then it has this verse here. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, so far, I'm right with this track. Man, he got saved. Jesus died for his sins? Okay, now here's where he just loses me. Now listen to this. I turned from my sins in prayer and trusted Jesus as my Savior and I got saved. I prayed to God and told him, I'm sorry for my sins like being a bully and stealing. I promised I wouldn't do those things anymore. Are you listening? I promised I wouldn't do those things anymore and he saved me and forgave me of all my sins. Is that how you got saved? Did you promise God you weren't going to do those things anymore? That is a perversion of the gospel. That is works salvation. Okay? Fellowship Tract League, authored by them, P.O. Box 164. Write them and tell them how much you enjoyed this track. P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Yes, we name the names. All tracts free as the Lord provides, not my Lord. Because my Lord said, let him that is athirst come and take of the water of life freely. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. The Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. I prayed to God and told him, and I'll leave this, you can look at this afterward. I prayed to God and told him, I'm sorry for my sins, like being a bully and stealing. I promised I wouldn't do those things anymore, and he saved me. Where's belief? Where's faith? All he did was, I turned from my sins in prayer. And then the second thing, trusted Jesus as my Savior. I prayed to God and told him I was sorry and I wouldn't do those. I promised I wouldn't do those things anymore. That's work salvation in the grossest way. That's one example. And I went through several of the Fellowship Tract Leagues. More than half of them taught this doctrine.